Blog Talk Radio.
Life after dust, 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 life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust, 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 life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it.
Yeah, shout out to Sanjay, dog, we gonna make a way. Now sit back and listen to these bars I'm about to say. Hit the button, young, and get loose on that beat. We get it in the booth like we get it in the street. Yup, good night, end of my flight, good morning, good evening. Best believe I tell you a story, you better believe it. If the world was in our palms, we break it in pieces. We a different kind of animal, take it or leave it. Heart frozen, cold-blooded, we belong in a freezer. We hotter than the Bahamas on the beach with a heater. Yeah, call me Mr. Popular, can't see me with binoculars. Shout out to the haters and everybody who knocking us. Steady J got interviews, intermission and interludes. The baddest model chicks and the real rap spitting dudes. R&B and gospel, it's all of the above. And it's all on one show, and it fits like a glove. On the
life after dust, 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 life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust, 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 life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it.
Steady J, what's good, my dude? You keep doing what you're doing, fam. Keep showing love to all us unsigned artists, man. Good things gonna come back to you, homie. I salute you, B. Life after dust. Y'all now tuned in. Holla.
What's up, everyone? Welcome to Life After Dust Live. I am your host, Steady J, and it is Monday, which is Hot After Dust. And every Monday on Life After Dust Live, we have our Hot After Dust show where we go on hot news, hot mess, and hot new music, and then also hot interviews to get a little bit of everything all in one show. Today's show is going to be pretty good. We're going to have my boy Axel, and that's actually my boy Axel from Axel over from the internationalhiphop.com, which is where we get some of our news from on the show, as well as he'll be one of the artists featured on the Global Tech Mixtape series very soon. So definitely be great to chop it up with him. And, you know, of course, we got a lot of stuff to talk about, the Oscars. Hey, random, one hot mess thing I got to talk about today is that freaking shooting that happened in Ohio. I've been ranting about that, so I'm going to go in about that. And it's a lot of other crazy news, so y'all just be on the lookout for that. Of course, you're going to have a lot of hot new music, as we do each and every week. And some stuff we play just, you know, we haven't played in a while. I'm excited to put this one track I haven't heard in so long. It just reminds me of, like, when I first got on the show. Because y'all be on the lookout for that momentarily. And that's actually by Miss Black, actually. I wanted to put that up on there now. And that track is definitely hot just because of the fact that, you know, it actually got sent in to us from one of our troops. And it was she didn't know the artist. She knows the name of the artist that does the song. But she just loved the song, and that was always something that we already decided to do. Know, to show her love, the fact that this woman's on fire for our country or whatnot. Hey, she had, I mean, just a simple request of us to play a certain song by an artist that she doesn't know. Independent artist too. And, you know, when she comes back, we definitely want to be able to get a chance. If she find out by now, we would love to know, because, I mean, it's definitely one of those songs that I've been liking since, like, the first time I ever heard it. So I'm going to be playing that here during this first music break. So, yeah, be on the lookout for that. So, her name is Miss Black. And it's a song called Purple Sky, so definitely gonna be playing that here in a moment. All right. And as far as it's covering for the next rest of the week, we got on tomorrow's show, we're gonna have TP3 Radio every Tuesday. TP3 takes over Life It Does Live. I gotta check out and see what the ladies got in store for this week. On Wednesdays, hump day after dusk, we're gonna have that beautiful Tierra Larice in the building. And then Thursday, man, we're taking that healthy after dusk mode, man, for our trending topic Thursday this week, in which we're gonna have a very hot show for y'all. You're gonna learn about chronic pain, and that'd be compliments of Dr. Daniel Toogood, which actually has a book of Chronic Pain Gone and 90 Days Chronic Pain Gone. So definitely check it out. We'll be chopping over him, and he'll give y'all like a couple of synopsis of the 10 tips that he gives out in the book. So y'all definitely got to come through and check it out. Because I know a lot of y'all have been voicing that y'all have chronic pain. So definitely got to chop it up, man. All right, so we're going to play this song with my boy Flo Sick, in which he just released a video for it. It's called Rainy Night in Georgia. Check it out. And, hey, y'all go to the Dust Spot and actually check out the new video. So a lot of great things going on. So dustspot.com, check it out there. We're playing Rainy Night in Georgia. Heck, we'll play Purple Skies right after that. Right back on Life of the Dust Live. Your boy, Sadie J. Let's go.
Yeah. A rainy night in Georgia. A rainy night in Georgia. A rainy night in Georgia. It's a rainy night down in Georgia. Whips on his back, got him following orders. Cuts on his back, sting from all that water. White man raping great-grandpa's daughter. Got a nigga thinking payback, my people was slaughtered. They was beat till they bled like pigs, and spit at and stepped on like a piece of shit, and was hung from a tree for everything they did. 400 years and racism still exists. That's why they scared of the modern day African. Try to enslave us, it ain't happening. How would you like it if I noosed your neck, put a slug in your dome, drag your body with the back of my whip? I'm not bitter, I'm just mad as shit that my people was treated way less than nothing. I feel like grabbing a gun and start busting. Preach.
Well, I think to teach a man to hate himself is much more criminal than teaching him to hate someone else. And look at you. Who taught you to hate yourself? What makes the so-called Negro unable to stand on his own two feet? He has no self-confidence. He has no proud confidence in his own race. Because the white man destroyed your and my past. Destroyed our knowledge of our culture. And by having destroyed it, now we don't know we have any achievement, any accomplishment. And as long as you can be convinced that you never did anything, you can never do anything.
Death calling, unfortunate, no evidence but found guilty. Fuck belief in the judicial system, none's in me. Middle finger to the cops and all the judges. R.I.P. Troy Davis, you ain't the only brother. They murdered in cold blood and tried to cover up. This fight'll last a lifetime, I'm standing knuckled up. R.I.P. Emmett Till and Dr. King Jr. Can't forget Mega Evers, we give thanks to you. And Rosa sitting up there in the front. You'd be surprised how many seats we passed to stand in the back of the bus. It sucked and fucked up. Your dreams been turned to glorified drug dealing and letting guns bust. You know we won't prevail without unity. Time to make a change right now. What's up to you and me?
We wake up, we clean up, and we stand up. And once we can stand up like a man on our own feet, we stop hating the white man. And we stop apologizing to the white man. We stop compromising with the white man. Then the world. But as long as you're running around here wearing the white man's name, bragging about you one of the Jones, or one of the Browns, or one of the Smiths, or as long as you're running around here bragging about your mark in this so-called American democracy, then you will always be looked down upon as a chump.
But it's a rainy night in Georgia.
All right, y'all, welcome back to Life at the Dust Live. That was my little short music break from Boy Flow Sick with Rainy Night Georgia, followed by The Sun Sending Me by Miss Black. Purple Skies. So big ups to that. A lot of hot tracks on today's show, man. Got a lot of great stuff going on. Now, you know, a lot of the stuff today, I'm trying to think about we're going to get to the Oscars. I know everyone watched the Oscars yesterday. Got a lot to talk about with the Oscars, but a lot of so much crazy news that I don't even know if I'm going to get to the Oscars stuff today to tell you the plain truth. And, man, let's go ahead and get to my first thing, man, because I got a lot of stuff to get off my mind. I mean, just it's really like a lot of stuff I've read the voice in. Let's go. I think I'm trying to think if I want to go ahead and go in the Ohio school shooting thing yet, because I got a lot to say about it, and it really pisses me off when I think about it. So we're going to get to that in a bit. First order of craziness, apparently a teen decides that he wants to rob banks by going through the drive-thru. All right, what an idiot. Okay. So apparently in Utah, the teen who is now under arrest because he's accused of robbing two banks in less than 1 hour. Apparently authorities said that 16-year-old boy allegedly took his mother's car without permission and drove it to a nearby Central Bank branch and pulled up into the drive-up lane. Oh, boy. And it only gets crazy. And I really just sit here and ask myself, what's on these people think? And by the way, the story I'm doing right now is coming from clumsycrease.com. clumsycrease.com, where you can get some of the stupid criminal and cop news in the world. So definitely check it out. All right, so let's see. Let's find out some more is going on this. Anyways, he sent in a note through the drive-thru cancer telling the teller to send him money. He inferred in a note that he had a weapon. After complying with the young man's demands, the teller, they contacted the police, and they were able to give a detailed description of the vehicle, including the license plate number. Boy, this guy's pretty dumb. And apparently, while investigators were getting ready to track him down, about 20 minutes later, he decides that he's going to rob another bank the exact same way. I don't know what to say or what to do, y'all. I just don't understand it. It's just really dumb. Like, people really understand that. I mean, people say it's recession, whoop-de-woo, recession, this, recession, that. But, I mean, it's just some things that you don't need to do. I know they say, and I know it's desperate times come with desperate measures, but just some things ain't worth going to jail for. Ain't worth me being in something next to Big Bubba and Big Bubba being able to have access to my ass. It's not happening. So, at the end of the day, y'all got to quit doing this dumb crap, man. Like, and I guess today is just young kids messing up today. But it's not really just that. So, we got some more craziness. Apparently, this guy decided in Columbia Heights decided that he wants to try to steal a 19-inch TV. But how does he try to steal it? By shoving it in his pants. What a fucking dumbass. All right. Anyways, next order of business. I mean, really, guys. And one after another after another after another. I just thought I don't even want to waste my time talking about y'all. And next thing we got going on was this guy's dumb, yet again, another dumb robbery. I mean, apparently this guy walks up, goes to his gas station. He goes to the gas station clerk. In which he has his hand, apparently his hand is in his shirt, apparently. And he's using his pointer finger to point out like it's a gun. And apparently he also had a plastic bag over his head. So that was his way of covering concealing his identity. He was So basically, he could have suffocated, so he's basically trying to suffocate himself. And he's looking dumb with his finger. I mean, there's a little pop-locking trick I'll be doing sometimes, and I'll be acting like, I put my hand in my shirt, right? And I start pumping it out like I got my heart pumping out. That's how this idiot looks. Like, I'm like this picture now. Like, really? Oh, my God. Where they get some of these people is really what I have to ask myself every time I read some of this stupid news. And all right, so other big thing, which this is one of the biggest stories of the day. This is really, this is one of the talk around towns. Of course, you know, I've been going in on it. I've been irate with this crap. And I've got to say, show some love to Huffington Post. This story is coming from the Huffington Post. And it's big up to them. One of, you know, of course, you know, they're one of the top news facilities and whatnot. So definitely check it out, see what they got going on. So we can get an official count. Okay, so apparently, for those of y'all don't know, I don't know where you've been, but for those of y'all don't know, in Ohio, currently they were just shooting at Chardon High School, which, man, that school sounds very familiar. I've seen people I know that go to that school, in which five students were shot and one died. I just understand it. Now, apparently, a teenager opened fire in the cafeteria at a suburban Cleveland high school today, and he killed one student and wounded four others before he was chased from the building by a teacher and captured a short distance away. I mean, he got caught, though. Man, I'm telling you, he didn't get caught. Apparently, a student who saw the attack up close said it appeared the gunman targeted a group of students. So this yet again, this dude knew exactly who he was going to shoot. So he had that very well planned. Apparently, he was going to a group of students who were sitting by each other, and then all of a sudden, people were trying to duck under the tables and whatnot. They saw Ziggurat start gunning folks down, and the rest is history, man. And of course, you know, they can't release his name due to the fact that he's a juvenile. So we won't be able to know his name, but I don't really want to know his name. I just want to know what the heck is wrong with these people. And, you know, it's pretty much, a lot of y'all remember the Columbine situation. Apparently, you know, remember the kids were picked on, and then they decided that, you know, to get even, they were going to go on a shooting rampage. And I just came from the show where we were just talking about this. Shout out to us, my boy Stevie May. This came from his show, and we were talking, chopping this up about how it's just amazing to us. You know, I had different opinions of whatnot of what happens. And, you know, a lot of times these days, a lot of video games have hardcore shooting in and whatnot. But as I told someone, because, you know, I'm young myself, and I was young in the time when it came out. I'm actually young enough to be able to say that, oh, I remember when that stuff came out. And to me, you cannot be that desensitized. You're going to sit here and tell me that because you're playing something like Call of Duty or something, you decide that you want to go ahead and go shoot some folks because you've been seen shooting and you're like, you know what? I got shooting in my brain now. People make me mad. I'm going to go shoot them. This doesn't make any sense. And, you know, apparently, you know, if these kids are bullied, I know we have a lot of campaigns of child bullying and whatnot, but I honestly think, I mean, if people can get mad as much as they want to at me, but I honestly think that it's the community. And this is a white suburban neighborhood, in which, you know, at the end of the day, it's always crazy when something happens there because they don't feel like they need any outreach. It's always in the inner city youth need outreach. These other kids need outreach too, man. Like, that's the reason why some grown up so effed up now, because people just think that it can't happen anywhere. It can happen anywhere, everyone. Let me remind you now, like, a lot of these, sometimes some of these people are rich who are robbing banks and stuff. They're just robbing because they can. They're not even robbing because they need the money. That's how effed up the world is. And in this case, I mean, real talk, like, if the kids felt bullied, I just really can't get behind it. Like, you can go shoot people or whatnot because you're being bullied. I've told a story, I don't know if I've said it before the show, but, you know, I used to get picked on for a long period of time when I was younger. And, you know, it was already somebody to cope with. It was so hard to have to deal with it, and you had to constantly go through the everyday drama of it. But at the end of the day, I think at the end of the day, because of just me being around the right people, I just started to make sure there's always people to reach out to. You know, I stayed positive. I wasn't going to allow negative stuff to get to me. So I have to say most definitely the biggest thing ever is to make sure you got a good support system, man. Stop acting like this because it's always a black and Hispanic neighborhoods. I need to start looking even all these neighborhoods. You need to start reaching out to these kids. So start thinking about it. You don't think because you got money, you can stop anything. So that's definitely to get that out. I'm just really getting pissed off at how stupid it is. People just thinking that this is so easy. So that's basically what we got for that portion of the show today. We'll be going in on some more hot mess, as well as some of the personal hot mess I've seen my own two eyes. So yeah, be on the lookout for that. We'll go to a quick song break, and then we come back. We have my boy Axel for today's show. So y'all be on the lookout for that. Let's go ahead and show some love to my boy Nizzle. Let's play A Plus right here on Life of the Dust Live. Your boy City J. Let's go.
Step up in the club, it's like, who's he?
Who
me?
A
true G. So much ice, I need new skis. Oops, I mean skates, I'm making blue cheese. Blue hypno, smoking blue trees. Pound a blueberry and it costs about 2 G's. Looking for some QTs, I wanna do E. Then take them back to the crib so they can screw me. Like a bulb in the light socket. Girl, once you turn me on, there's no question if I might rock it. Like a boat, does it feel like a tight pocket that I stick my hand in to put the night's profits? I don't like gossip, but you're the talk of the town. You're killing them without the hawk of the pound. Real talk. Everywhere you go, you're leaving chalk on the ground. Cause I only want queens that walk with the crown.
Looking for a bad chick like I'm on patrol. No cop bottles pop, it's beyond control. Let me see you do your dance like you on the pole. You an A plus, you made the honor roll. Looking for a bad chick like I'm on patrol. No cop bottles pop, it's beyond control. Let me see you do your dance like you on the pole. You an A plus, you made the honor roll.
I'm looking fly when I'm stepping out. Gotta say, oh my, mommy got the weapons out. Nice ass, firm breast, feet I'm pressing out. You remind me of a Jeep, I wanna test it out. Stretch it out. Can't wait for you to get naked. F what the rest is about. I just wanna get wasted. Get you somewhere private, trade sex faces. I ain't even lying, and I'm the best faces. Taste it. Pineapple mixed with Grey Goose. Blunt filled with blueberry. That's how I stay loose. Mommy's dancing and she banging like a trade dude.
I see you.
Killing them other chicks. That's why they say truth. But there's no treaty. You're like a dope CD. You get mad play because it's so easy. I know you see my jewels looking like some cold fleezies. I'm about that cash money, but there's no wheezy.
Looking for a bad chick like I'm on patrol. No cop bottles pop, it's beyond control. Let me see you do your dance like you on the pole. You an A plus, you made the honor roll. Looking for a bad chick like I'm on patrol. No cop bottles pop, it's beyond control. Let me see you do your dance like you on the pole. You an A plus, you made the honor roll.
All right, welcome back, everyone, to Life at Dust Live. Your boy, Steady J. That was Nizzles. I'm A+. I'm actually looking, right now, I'm actually doing some research on the story right now. It has something to do with my school, actually. Man, it's really crazy. I'm going to finally get to the bottom of it, see what's going down. But if it's true, I believe one of my classmates may have died yesterday. So we're trying to figure out what's going on with that. Now, my dad just hit me up during the music break, actually. and it was something, yeah, you check it out, man. I think something may have happened. So we're going to look into it, and heck, you know, if that's who it is, you know, it says somebody by the last name Brookings, and I only know one last name, I only know one person's last name named Brookings, who, and they say he was 25 or whatnot. It's about the right age. It could be Jordan Brookings. So if it is Jordan Brookings, man, I'm in ahead of time, I will go ahead and say, just my condolences to your family, man. That is you, bro. I know, you know, of course, you know, you're one of the people I know from when we were growing up. So it's a big ups to you, man, to your family, and just hope they get through it. So we're gonna keep the whole family in their prayers. So yeah, just show some love to them. If anyone that's in tech that knows anything about it, let me know, and we'll show some love and whatnot. Just get out to mean people as you can. So there we go. All right, so let's go ahead and check out, because we got today's guest is on the show yet, so we're going to go to another quick song and then be back. Because I'm also trying to get into the bottom of it. When I start hearing stuff like the stories like that, I definitely going to get to the bottom of it. So here we go. This next track is by Usher. No, Usher, though. I'm Tyrese. I'm staying. And then we'll be right back on Life at the Dust Live. Your boy, Teddy J. Let's go.
Ooh, baby. No one ever said it'd be easy, baby. Yeah. Girl, I want to take the time and thank you just for putting up with me. And I'm sorry that you even had to deal with me. Even though I made you cry, I want to make it right. Just give me some time to make it right. I go the extra mile to make you smile and just to make your day. I'll go out my way, I'll do whatever it takes. Baby, promise me you stay, baby. Would you just stay, baby? I know that I messed up over 1,000 times. Said you wouldn't forgive me, but somehow I changed your mind. And now that we're here, I just can't let you go. And now I got you here. Baby girl, I gotta let you know. I go the extra mile to make you smile and just to make your day. I'll go out my way, I'll do whatever it takes. Baby, would you just stay? Stay, baby. Baby, won't you stay? You too.
All right, we're in the building. We're back in the building. Back in the building. All right, that was Tyree State. Right here on Life at Dust Live with your boy, Sooty J. Okay, let's see, we got a caller from the 732. You're on Life at Dust Live. Your boy, Sooty J. What's up?
Said he was good.
This my boy, Excel.
Excel, yeah.
Excel, what's good? What's good, man?
Going on?
A lot of crap is going on today, bro.
Yeah,
so,
what's going
we
on?
Got a lot to chop up, man. I know we chopping music, but this is Monday. It's Hot Mess Day. We got some stuff to ask you, too, man, about some of that stuff. So we'll be chopping that over you later on in the show as far as what you think about today's news on that one. First off, I wanted to go ahead and say big ups to you for coming to the show, first off, because I know it's definitely without all the independent artists who helped make this movie continue happening, it wouldn't be where it's at today.
Oh, thank you, man. No problem.
All right. So, first off, man, like, what made you decide this? What made Excel to say, man, you know what? I want to be an artist. That's something I definitely want to do. That's something I want to obtain, and that's something I'm going to do well. What made you decide to become an artist?
Well, I started listening to music when I was real young. I grew up in the best era of hip-hop, the 90s. But actually in high school, in freshman year, my man Snake Eyes, shout out to Snake Eyes, I heard him rapping at the lunch table. And once I heard him, I was like, man, I really want to do this. And that's when I picked up the pen, and I never stopped after that.
Definitely. And, I mean, as far as you said, it started, let's say, is it something that you always wanted to do? Because I know it's not, you know, music isn't always something that we all want to do. Something else may have been a key factor to say, you know, I want to do this instead, but now, music is it. So was there ever anything else before music?
Like I said, before that, I really didn't know what I wanted to do with my life. But once I heard my man Snake on the lunch table, man, I picked up the pen and that's it, man. I never really had any plans with my life, to be honest with you.
And you know what? I gotta say, because some people, you know, everyone's life isn't like everything that everyone's life is planned, and they know exactly what they're gonna do, and they think that it has to be that way. It's not always, though. We all have our mindset of doing one thing sometimes, and that's not always the thing. So, it's big up. I'm glad you admit that, because some people don't realize that it's not always that easy.
yeah.
Of course, you said him, like, who else do you say is probably some great influences for you that made you want to do music, too?
Oh, definitely Big Pun. Rest in peace. My man Nasty Nas, Jay-Z, Wu-Tang, Big L, Tupac, Biggie, all the pioneers, man. Also on the production tip, my man DJ Premier, Alchemist, Pete Rock, all the dope producers, you know?
That's dope. And, you know, I got to show some love to you, nigga. You actually from our home state, man. It's always great to have somebody from Jersey in the building. It's definitely always crazy because it's like we got that little vibe we be having going on. Like, yeah, man, my Jersey fan right there, man.
Yes, sir. Shout out to your hometown, Trenton, man.
Yeah, Trenton, man. Trenton is where it's at, man. I'm about to visit, man, here in about a month or so, man. I can't wait to go back to Trenton, man. It's definitely. I love the South more, but it's always great to go back to the East Coast because, I mean, something about it, man. The East Coast it helps breed realness into you. It's a great element for you in this industry too.
Definitely.
Like, as far as, when you're writing, like, your music or whatnot, like, are you the person that's writing it, or do you have other people that's writing? And then, like, why, like, how do you know when you got some hot lyrics about to come out? How do you know what is hot?
Well, obviously, I always write my own lyrics. I never really cared too much about letting other people write other artists' lyrics. I really look down upon that. But I really just spit about my real life experiences, man. To be honest with you, I never wrote a verse and threw it away. Everything I write, I record. So I really don't judge it of whether it's nice or not. I just record it, and so far I've gotten real good feedback.
Definitely. So basically, you pretty much, as soon as you put stuff out, you basically take it straight to the streets and say, hey, I want y'all to tell me what y'all think about it first.
Yeah, man.
Okay, most definitely. So another fascinating thing I found out about you, too, I was like, wow, okay, this dude is on this itch right here. That you actually do battle rapping. And, you know, man, even if I was rapping, I don't know if I could get into battle rapping. Like, I've watched some of the show. I got a homeboy who actually does a show of battle rapping or whatnot. And dang it, shout out to my boy Cash. I came to get the other show right now. Oh, my God. I was going to plug your show. I'm going to look it up because I'm going to look crazy. But, like, as far as, like, battle rapping, like, How do you get into battle rapping? Like, how do you go in prepared or whatnot? Because I know it's like, you got to come with it. You got, like, the attitude and everything that comes with battle rapping is, like, crazy. How do you get ready for that?
I'm gonna be honest with you, Shetty. I really never got into battle rap. I had a couple battles when I was younger. But actually, like, battling in the streets, I really never got into that. I was more of a writer, you know? But I did have beat battles. I'm also a producer. I make beats too, and I won a couple of beat battles out in New York in 2005. Shout out to the IPA, the Fat Demos at the Five Spot in Brooklyn.
Most definitely. And that's good to my. So, like, with that being the element, like, you producing your own music or whatnot, how does that put you ahead of the curve? Because a lot of people, you know, they can't produce that. If I gave them $1 million on that and said, produce me a beat, they can't produce quality beats if I ask it. Or also on top of that, I think it's just making a beat. It's more to production than just making a beat.
Well, to be honest with you, I don't like spitting over my own beats. If you listen to my mixtape, I did not produce one beat on there. But the advantage that making beats gives me is that I know what beats are hot, so I have a real good ear when picking out beats, when I'm buying beats off somebody. But I like it when other people spit on my beats. I have a lot of real talented artists working on my beats as we speak, and I will keep you posted with that.
I most definitely. All right, so with that being said, that leads us to one of the songs now that we're getting ready to play, which is I Told You.
I Told You is the intro to my mixtape, License to Ill. And I just wanted to start it off with a bang. That's why I had the greatest on there, Muhammad Ali.
Well, definitely. And those y'all don't know, y'all be looking this Wednesday. We're actually going to, speaking of License to Ill, y'all be on the lookout for this Wednesday. We will be posting the link for the new mixtape of the week battle, which is mixtape of the week battle number 5. Y'all get ready. The moment I post it, y'all better get ready because it moves fast. That's gonna be a week. That's gonna be a week of craziness. I mean, I've seen people who are like really far ahead, and then they came out of nowhere. These other people came out of nowhere and said, "Bam!" and beat them. I was like, "What the hell happened?" So I definitely love it. Nothing funner than doing those mixtape of the week battles because it's good to have healthy competition in music. So here we go, y'all. This is I Told You right here on Life of the Dust Live. Your boy Fetty J featuring my boy XL. Here we go. Let's go. And then plus we're also on the show, we'll be chopping up some of the crazy news happening today too.
I'm experienced now, professional. Jaws been broke, been lost, knocked down a couple times. Bad. Been chopping trees. I done something new for this fight. I done tussled with a whale. I done handcuffed lightning, stole thunder in jail. That's bad. Only last week, I murdered a rock, injured a stone, hospitalized a brick. I'm so mean, I make medicine sick.
When I get on the mic, it's like a ghost appears. The one line of ripping the stife, who got the flow you fear? Y'all niggas love what I think, keep my regime close. Fist flames when I step in the ring, like Ricky Steamboat. A lot of cats, they wanna sound like the kid, cause I'm the closest by far to put the town on the grid. So keep talking that shit and show your face on my crib, then get your shit split and shift out of town like a bid. Every time I rock, another victim retires, cause all my balls are hot, I'm like a prison on fire. And you like a bitch who really isn't that. You a snitch, right now they're trying to listen, you're wired. Don't meet the deadline, choose not to pay if you're crazy and make the headlines, just like the quake up in Haiti. Fuck with my brand, boy, nigga, all your parts will spill and flow through Amboy quicker than the Arthur kill.
Dead, fast. Last night I cut the light off in my bedroom, hit the switch, was in the bed before the room was dark.
When I ask you to draw place, cut you up, I'll be the star in the sequel to Scarface. And in all states, you're the best, be me. Fuck around and beat you to death with an NPC. You testing me, I flip a split your chest in three. Cause I came to burn you pussies, I'm an STD. Yeah, I wanna shine, hang your crew up on the lights. Cause you couldn't spit sick if you threw up on the mic. Your whole crew shit, your man's whack, I leave him torn. New type of squad, I got anthrax bleeding for my balls to beat me. It's an amazing task. I show up wearing a do-rag and a Jason mask. Fuck the heat, I'm throwing darts and shit. Too hot for the underground, the devil's talking shit. You lost and spit, my flow will make your forces split. Spray tsunamis, extra fucks, lost some thoughts and shit. Yeah.
But tell me now, are you really going to retire, Alan? Seriously, think about retiring. There's nothing else for me to fight. I told the world I'm going to retire. I'm going to hold the title for a few months. I don't. They took my title unjustly. I told you, I'm the real champion. I told you, I'm the champion of the world. All of you bow. Bow in our critics' crawl. All you suckers.
I'll stay down.
It's your girl, Miss Christy, and you're rocking with North by Northwest Urban Entertainment's Ceddie J.
All right, welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to Life at Dusk Live. Your boy, Ceddie J, is Hot After Dusk Monday, and we got my boy, Excel, in the building.
Yes, sir.
Man, definitely, man. And like I said, not when you first sent me your tracks, I'm checking them out, like, it's definitely important too, in that people see that there's different elements of music. Like I so much stress all the time that I'm a person, I dance my behind out in the club. Y'all know me, when y'all see me in the club, I'm just a dance. But at the same token too, I'm a person, I gotta have balance in my life, and I gotta have some of that music that's not necessarily dance music. I gotta have some real music, you know, just different elements from all around the world is going on at once, or I get bored easily. So, with that being said, man, like, that basically leads to the point of, like, when it comes to, like, your music, like, who are you trying to speak to, and then what message are you trying to convey in your music?
I'm just speaking to the hood, man, and people that could relate to what I've experienced. Talking about my trials and tribulations. And I know there's a lot of people in the hood that can relate. Don't get me wrong, I could make a club record. I just choose not to. It's really not my style.
Exactly. I mean, everybody thinks that that's always that every artist does do that. Every artist does that, I'd be bored as hell. Like, you know what? Oh, can I get somebody that's just going to be them? So, yeah, it makes me respect them much more of an artist than being just stand up and say that. Leads to my other point. But so basically, looking at it, look at the fact that you say you're just doing you and putting that kind of music out, like, that led you towards going on being a part of the Global Tech mixtapes. And how does it actually feel to be able to make that happen, man? Because, you look at who's dual distributed it. Island Def Jam Digital is one of the people that's helping distribute it. How does that feel?
It feels great, man. I'm really looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to the international exposure. I've already been getting love from other countries. Shout out to South Africa, India, Germany. I got the DJs in Germany spinning my tracks right now, and they're showing a lot of love. I never really knew there was a hip-hop scene out there, and I appreciate it, and they're really into real hip-hop. They're just like me, and they don't really like the watered-down garbage. So, I'm really looking forward to the Global Attack mixtape, man.
Yeah, I said it too, man. Like, yeah, you ever shoot you? Yeah, you like, they got listen to hip hop where?
Yeah.
You like, man, heck, no, I ain't listening to hip hop over there, but it just shows about things that hip hop is just a certain everything. Like, nah, man, it's a movement that's taking over the world. So definitely just, if we got to get catch wind, that's what this is, man. It's not a short lived movement. So,
yes,
being on that too, like as far as also too Global Tech mixtapes, like how'd you actually get wind of it? Like how'd you find out about it?
I was actually promoting my own music on Facebook through the groups, and I posted my music on a hip hop group, and I got a reply within like a few seconds, and when I checked it out, it was this dude Elevator Scott. I know you know him. He offered me the Global Attack mixtape spot, and I got in contact with him, and at first I thought it was free, and I got into a little scuffle with him back and forth on Facebook. He's a funny guy, but after that, man, I just rolled with it and put my money up like a real artist should do, and that's it, man. I'm on it. I'm on internationalhiphop.com. I got my music blasted to 60,000 DJs. It's a real good look for other artists, man. I recommend it. Holla at Elevator Scott.
You doing that? I said something about. We actually, I was sending it on the model Twitter earlier. I mean, what you just talked about, we you just said something about earlier. You know, there's always a phrase they always say, if you want to make money, you got to spend money. What they don't tell you is, if you want to make money, you got to spend money smart. And see,
exactly.
That's the thing. You spend your money smart. And at the end of the day, we're trying to tell you that we're not trying to say that you got to spend your money on any Harry, Dick, or Tom that come through and say you got to pay them to do something. No, he's saying you wanted your career to go, you're going to have to spend some money and you got to spend it. But the thing is, you spend it wisely. So I can't stress that enough. So that's a big up to you for just being able to see what they do it and realize that
yep,
it's going to take money to do it, man.
Of course.
So I'm going to speaking of drama and scuffle. Speaking of drama, man, and I gotta say, shout out. I just have me and Scott were actually on a deep talk earlier, man. And we were chopping up a whole lot of stuff. We did that a whole lot every day. I'm chopping up, or every at least once a week, I'm chopping something up with this dude. And so this track here, man, we are to play by you next is called Dramatic Flow. And you actually brought somebody through on this one, man. Like, let us know about this track, Dramatic Flow, man. Where were you coming from on this?
Oh, man, Dramatic with the Flow is real dope. That's actually my favorite track on the mixtape. I heard the beat, and right away I called my man's Logic and Pressure, man, because I know how they get down. Logic's first on the track, I'm in the middle, and then it's Pressure at the end. And we just rocked it, man. We just spitting about life, and we spitting about other niggas talk about what they don't live. And that's what the track is about, dramatic with the flow.
All right, most definitely, y'all. Here we go. We'll check it out right now. Dramatic with the flow. My boy, XL, a Logic and Pressure. Let it go.
Yeah.
Dusk, here we go.
That's my shit right there.
Welcome back, y'all. You got my boy Excel in the building. That was Jamaic with the flow we just had on. And definitely, you know, it's always, like I said, it's always great to have that mixture of music. I like to hear a little bit of everything. And it's definitely a very hot track. Now, first, I heard in the order, it's crazy you say that I told you the first track on your mixtape, and then Dragon Falls another track on there, too. It's ironic because I listened to them kind of in order. So I heard I told you first. And that, okay, man, this dude right here, he's talking about something. He really is. He's got some hot fire he's spitting out. Some of that hot fire. So most definitely. As far as, like, man, like your music or whatnot, man, like, as far as, like, if anybody wants to, like, download some of this music that you're putting out right now, where can they download it?
I actually got my own .com now. It's excelmusic.com, excelmuzik.com. That's M-U-Z-I-K, excelmusic.com.
.com. All right.
On the site, I also got my beats up there so people can buy them. And I got a tab called Affiliated with a lot of talented artists that I fuck with. And I can guarantee you that everybody in that affiliated list is a beast. So make sure y'all peep that site out for some more good music.
Well, definitely. It's always good to see people who don't realize. I mean, these days, man, it's almost hard not to have a website now. Some of these websites, trying to give them out to you for free, like, make a website with us for free. It's almost hard not to have one now. So big ups to that. And, you know, with that being said, you know, of course, you say you check out your music over on there. As far as you in the future, like, what can we expect from you getting ready to happen? From here on out, or from XL Music?
I just see myself providing the fans with good hip-hop, real hip-hop, and making that money by all means necessary, whatever it takes, man.
Yeah, I usually let people have a list, but I'm going to be really tough when you have to pick one person to rock a track with right now. Real heavy major artists right now that you want to rock a track with, who would it be?
Anybody from Slaughterhouse, Joel Ortiz, Joe Button, Crooked Eye, or Royce the 5'9", man. They're really doing it right now. They're really lyrical. I could relate to them. Definitely probably Joel Ortiz, man. He's a beast.
Yeah, most definitely. Hey, you made that very easy. You was like, hey. A lot of people are like, man, I don't know, man. So I'm like, okay, see. The men trying to be up in his toes. All right, so I'm about to throw an off-the-wall one at you. You didn't even expect it coming at you. Like, what's, like, the most embarrassing thing that's ever happened to you while doing your music or whatnot?
Embarrassing thing while doing my music?
Yes, like performing-wise, in the studio. Like, what's the most embarrassing thing that's ever happened to you?
What a lot of people don't know is that I'm actually an engineer as well. I mixed and engineered my own mixtape. I did the mastering on it. I learned it on my own. I never went to school for it. But one day I had an artist come through, and the studio was having technical difficulties, man, and I didn't know what the fuck was going on. And we had to cancel the session. That was pretty embarrassing. That's about it.
Ooh. Dun, 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 dun. Oh, man. So, okay. One of my final questions for you today, man, as far as for right now, and this is more or less of a question and more of, you know, just putting it out there, as far as, like, people knowing about, from here on out about you, I'm going to give you 30 seconds. I want you to give us a 30-second commercial of why people should support you. And let me get my little thinking music starting now.
You gotta support XL, real hip hop, from the hood. Follow me on Twitter at XL Music, EXELMUZIK, www.exelmuzik.com, XLMusic.com.
Oh. All right, he got done. Shoot, he should have about a good 10 seconds. He gets
straight. That's all I need, brother.
That's all I need. Get straight to the point. All right, man, most definitely. And, I mean, another thing I want to thank you for, too, man, is definitely becoming part of the Dust Spot movement. It's definitely, you know, like I said, as far as not just the radio show, but just that, too, is definitely something that I started. And, you know, I'm just so blessed by the people that's joining. Like, all y'all different styles y'all bring to the table, it just shows that there is a place where people can network themselves and promote themselves without having to go through a lot of BS. Because I know a lot of times I hate not being on Facebook sometimes, and they limit you. I used to hate when Facebook do that. They're trying to stop somewhat now, but they'll limit you to how you promote yourself or whatnot. And Twitter sometimes hard or whatnot. So, you know, I'm just glad to have all y'all making that happen, making that vision happen so much. So, I just want to say shout out to you for that, man. I really appreciate you for taking the time out to do that.
Oh, no doubt. I know you're going to give me a freestyle real quick.
Oh, you want me to freestyle?
No. I want to spit something.
Boy, I'm just saying. I'm sorry. How you being, lady? All right, go ahead. No, of course, man. Of course. Go ahead and freestyle. It is what it is.
Yo. Ain't none of y'all better than us. The letters are tough. Y'all claim to be better, but competitors bluff the cleverest stuff. You might as well be better than us. Y'all steal bars, and me, I ain't never in cuffs. The metal of rust sleeping on me like canopies. I'm no forgetting green in the hood like antifreeze. The man is C. We stay chasing our guap. Don't do taxes, but we know no more that H&R block. You ain't taking all the awkward chew. There's nothing left. Love my city, but I stay OT like Sutton Beth. And y'all can't fuck with my team. That's not a guess. We'll leave those who in front of the beam without a chest. Those who stay causing the scene, I'll leave them wrecked. If it's yours, then we snatching your cream, protect your neck. I'm an old dirty bastard, the soldier, the master, trying to catch up, but I'm already past you.
Hold on, where's my little drop mic? Drop mic. Oh, man, that's another random question I want to ask you. Like, as far as, like, when you freestyle, man, like, how was it, like, how do you prepare yourself? How do you practice being able to do so well at freestyling? Because I know that's an art that, man, a lot of us, we just need to stick to the freaking writing because it's hard as hell trying to freestyle. Like, how do you keep your mind focused when you freestyle?
You just got to actually just block everything else out, man, and it'll come to you. I just block everything else out and let the words come out. It just comes naturally. I've been doing this so long, man. I'm 28 years old. I've been doing this since I was 15. That's a lot of experience. I started spitting in 98. It's 2012 right now. You feel me?
No, definitely. So, me and you are about the same age. So, it's big up to that, man. A lot of people, young folks, making it happen the right way, man. Definitely got to say, I appreciate you for coming through. And, no, actually, before we roll on out, we'll go to another song. And then also, I want to chop up some of the stories for you today because it was a story that I mentioned earlier. It pissed me the hell off. And I definitely got to see what you think about it, too, because, hey, you sound like a very opinionated person, and it seemed like it's probably going to piss you off, too. So here we go. We're going to go ahead and go to this next track with my friend. Let's show a love to my girl Red Shades, in which, you know, that's one of my deepest fans up in Boston. This is a real definition of life, and we'll be right back on Life Like the Dust Live. Your boy Teddy J. Shout out to my boy XL in the building.
Life moves pretty fast. You don't stop and look around once in a while, you could miss it. Some think money involved, but me, I don't think that at all. It's time
life to the fullest, standing up when you fall, thinking if all failed in rap, you would make it involved, and be working hard for the green like your name was Paul. It was never meant to be perfect, so we do what we can. Most things in life never turn out the way that we plan. Starting over doesn't make you less of a man. We gotta do what we have to survive on this land. I'm saying, some things are worth a while, like seeing the birthday of your newborn child, or like hearing their first words and it's making you smile. Growing up to be the future, thanks for making me proud. There is much more to life than what it's actually worth, and some of us comprehend it. It's a gift and a curse. I think we got it all mixed up, it has to be fixed. But first person at the club for her cause wouldn't get up. Everything going fast, so what makes us forget? We fight hard trying to reach levels of affluence. We all got the same goal, so we're gonna collide. We gotta roll with the punches and we take it in stride. This world is much more than meets the eye. Gotta pay attention or it'll pass you by. All I'm saying is cherish the moment, cause you will regret it. What was once in front of you is only now a remembrance. I'm saying,
everyone. Welcome back to Life at Dusk Live. Your boy Ceddie J. That was my girl Red Shades, Real Definition of Life, and back in the building my boy Excel. Hey, I definitely missed any parts of the interviews, man. Y'all can go check it out so many different ways. Y'all can go to blogtalkradio.com/CeddieJ. Y'all can go to the Dusk Spot at dustspot.com, DuskSpot.com. Click the Life at Dusk tab and they'll let you listen to the show there. Or go to iTunes and listen to it for free. So, there you go. Now, you know, I brought Mick in the building, too. I definitely wanted to chop up some of the stories for today. One story we talked about earlier, man, was that you hear about that shooting in Ohio?
Yeah, in school, right?
Yes. Like, what was your thought process on that, man? I'm irate about it. I just don't think that it's... It just makes sense that people just can just help me justify that if somebody picks on you that you need to go get a gun and start killing people.
Yeah, man. Unfortunately, some people aren't right in the mind, man, and they choose the wrong path. It's really unfortunate that people had to get hurt. I heard about one or two people dying, right?
Yeah, so far it's been confirmed that one person died and four were wounded.
Yeah, it's really unfortunate, man. Like I said, the kid wasn't right in his mind, man. I really can't relate. That's about it. That's all I got to say about that, man. It's unfortunate, man.
Are you a person that plays like something to shoot against, like Call of Duty or whatnot?
I used to be in Call of Duty, yeah.
Now, my point into that, man, like, do you think that, you know, a lot of people always start to say, well, it's because know, also because all these violent video games, everybody's getting violent. Like, dude, that justifies it too. And, you know, people try to say that if you play violent video games, you're going to walk around and start being violent.
That's a pretty good point. I'm going to be honest with you. My little nephew, man, he grew up playing Grand Theft Auto, and he's 16 now. He's actually locked up right now because he chose the wrong path, too. I always knew that that video game was going to lead him to the wrong path, man, and started stealing, started robbing people. It's crazy, man. I'm pretty sure that video game had something to do with it.
And, I mean, it's crazy, you know, because a lot of people, you know, you usually don't hear the other side of people saying that, you know, get to hear it. I usually don't get to hear it myself, people saying that they've seen the impact that going on in people. And do you think, I mean, do you honestly, I mean, just for me, I don't know, man, this is crazy, like, hey, it's got to come to a point where some of these parents, of course, you know, the way some of the kids are these days, they always say that every year, meaning every generation, the kids are getting smarter and smarter and smarter, but the common sense factor is getting lower. So, I mean, my whole point is that we need to start being more strict about how we let some of these younger kids play. Because people wonder why we talk so much trash to some of these kids that want to play and say, why are you playing this game? Like, me and my brother, we let every time we find out somebody that's not supposed to be playing the game, we let them have it because them fools don't need to be playing the game because we don't want to have these situations that we have now, having kids getting killed. There's all there's people playing Call of Duty and stuff like that, and then they also getting they mad at people because they talking trash about them. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, definitely. The games have a rating for a reason. The game's rated mature, and just like rated R movies, man. If you're under a certain age, you shouldn't be playing those games.
Exactly.
The parents have to be more responsible.
Yeah, so stop letting in there for real. Like, I mean, I can't stress that enough. Stop letting, if y'all come to see this is going to be very prevalent, let's stop letting them play the games, man. God dang, there's plenty of things. I mean, it's sad that, you know, we got to sit here and go to this, but we got to have these kind of things like 2060. No, tell them kids go outside and freaking play. Hey, you know, I'm a big dude. At the same time, I'm pretty agile, and that's because of me. Always being a person that's been outside and stuff. That's I mean, at the end of the day, that's what it's all about. Because heck, even some of these skinny mini kids right here are out of shape, and it's ridiculous because they just you know this whole play safety thing like. Hey, I remember my parents would tell me to go outside, and we'd be outside for hours. There was no such thing as play 60. It was play 60 times 10 or something. So,
yeah, whatever happened
different.
To those days, man. Whatever happened to just going outside and playing Manhunt, man.
Right, or playing hide, or shoot, you had to play with some of the bad chicks in the neighborhood, play how to go get it. So what happened to that?
Yeah, what happened to that?
You know, we should be innocent about how to go get it. To me, but see, people started taking how to go get it too seriously now. They started to get it too well. So I feel them on that, man. Oh, man. Some other quick stories we can get out. Go to internationalhiphop.com. I can check out some of the latest stories going on. Elevated Scott. I'm actually got interviewed by Showtime TV. I can check out that story there. And actually, it's a live video. You can get him shot. I'm chopping up with him about Global Tech mixtapes and international hip hop. Shout out to Devin Doc, Devil Doc over in Kansas. He's one of the people that's checking in on the mixtape series. Apparently, 36 Mafia is allegedly linked to the BMF. Doing case or whatnot, so it's going to be definitely interesting to see how that plays out and see, you know, of course, you know, at the end of the day, they got snitched on. I don't know how I feel about that. Like, this first 48 type stuff, like, for me, if it's a person who was, I mean, this is how I feel. If it's a person who's not a criminal and they say and they go rat off stuff, I really can't say nothing about them. But it's these people that do the crime and then they rat out their homeboys. That pisses me off. Now that all these people have gotten what snitching is all about has been wrong. That's something about snitching that we have to definitely say is most definitely the case, because how you gonna go running around doing the crime thing because you scared? Go, oh, I want to get cut. So I'm wrapped up. So you rat your homeboy. I'm like, damn it, you've been doing this shit all this time, man. Now you gonna try to rat him out? So it's just disloyal. Another big story. I mean, this is big to me, and I found this out last week. Apparently, Limp Bizkit is reported to be joining Cash Money. So that's going to be pretty interesting. Man, they've been signing people left and right. You know, between Ashanti, be able to be one of the people that's going to be getting signed there, too. You know, they just signed Christina Milian. You know, Mystical's another person. They signed people left and right. They trying to turn into the new Bad Boy Entertainment. It's crazy. They got everybody. It's like, I remember that one time, that one year where there was a trending topic on Twitter, and everybody were roasting, go, I'm signing Cash Money. I mean, it really was like that, signing Young Money. Because they were signing people left and right. They still doing it to this day. So it was crazy. Another big thing, Far East Movement, a new track out with Justin Bieber, apparently. Wow, y'all know I get Justin Bieber a hard-ass time every chance I get. I show him some props every now and then, but I talk a lot of shit about him. That's my job, to be as mean to him as I possibly can. another person I show some love to, I'm on the project, T. Greaves. Is in the building, too, another MC on the Global Tap Mixtape Series. He's repping Ohio, Akron, Ohio. And then another big story I definitely got to share in is apparently Jim Jones was maced and arrested. So we're gonna find out more and more about that, what's going on with that. This happened apparently after he was leaving the MGM Grand party at the Foxwoods, as hosted by Mr. Ciroc himself, Diddy. So we're gonna find out more about what's going on with that. All right. So that's all your stories for today on Life at Dusk Live. I'm Hot Mess at the Dusk Mondays. And hey, we getting ready to check out here in a moment. Gonna play a couple more tracks and then be out. I wanna thank you yet again, man, for coming to the show, man. It's definitely been an honor, and it's always, like I said, it's always an honor to have somebody from Jersey calling, because it always gives me a sense of being back at home.
No problem, man. Put the Ambush Stand Up, Ambush City. Once again, please check out my website, www.xlmusic.com. That's EXELMUZIK. Twitter, at XL Music.
Well, definitely, man. Let's go ahead and roll on out with a couple more tracks for me to check out. Let's see, who am I feeling? Let's go with El DeBarge of Junior's on Your Love Is Real right here on Life at Dusk Live. And then we're going to take an old school. We're going to take the Ink Spots, I Don't Want to Set the World on Fire, right here on Life at Dusk Live. Your boy, Teddy J, let's go.
Orsine.
Yeah. I love it when you love me, baby.
Oh,
yeah, I love it when you love me, baby.
Oh, yeah. Ooh, oh, oh, yeah. Something about your loving, kissing and hugging, it's ecstasy. All my complications, you came in and raised them, setting me free. And I don't wanna take your loving for granted, Lord knows I don't. But you make loving so easy. And all I got to say is, day in, day out, all year round, your love is real. And I can't help how I feel, love loving you.
Oh, yeah.
So sweet, 'cause your love is real. moment I met you, could not forget. You stayed on my mind. Simple little thing like being your king took all my time. And every situation you and I were placed in, we always shine. And that's why you're mine. Besides, day in, day out, all year round, your love is real. And I can't help how I feel. Love, loving you. And you love me so sweet. Cause your love is real. She got me all wrapped up like a serpentine. Break me down to my knees like I'm at the shrine. If you need it, I'm gonna be the one to feed it. Love is way too rivers to be defeated. If love is life, and life is love, then she and I. And I am her, and together then we fly. And I deserve what is coming, cause I do try. Giving my everything, all will come in due time. Day in, day out, all year round, your love is real. And I can't help how I feel. Love, loving you.
Set the world on fire. I just want to start a flame in your heart. In my heart, I have but one desire. And that one is you, no other will do. I've lost all ambition for worldly acclaim. I just want to be the one you love. And with your admission that you feel the same, I'll have reached the goal I'm dreaming of. Believe me, I don't want to set the world on fire. I just want to start a flame in your heart.
I don't want to set the world.
I'm going to go ahead and just get the great country to close. I also remind you all, those who want to meet America, so before you miss any parts of the show, make sure you check it out at blogtalkradio.com/SettyJ. Also, check it out at the Dust Spot, that's dustspot.com, DUSKSCOT.com. Follow your boy Setty J over on Twitter at Setty J, CDDYJDUSK. And heck, we're getting ready rolling out and reminding you in everything you do, no matter what you do, no matter how you do it, remember, where there's a J, or where there's an Excel, or where there's a U, through God, there is a way. Y'all tune to another episode of Life or Death Live. We're rolling on out. In the words of Chris Brown, deuces.